a drink? It's the least you can do, that, and tell me your name.
Arthur Kingston. The pseudonym came easily. It was one persona of many. And you are?
Delphine Meraud. It's a pleasure to meet you, Arthur.
I assure you. I held out my hand, and when she placed hers in mine, I lifted it to my lips and brushed a light kiss across her knuckles. The pleasure is mine. I signaled the bartender, and Delphine requested a martini. The banter that followed verged on boring, for me at least. She engaged with increasing attention and not so subtle suggestion. I played the part she expected, the predator waiting for a chance to seize his prey. Maple's voice, her accent matching mine, spoke quietly in my earpiece.
This is going well.
Indeed, I said, managing to make the reply appear to be for Delphine. The earpiece I wore was essentially invisible, but it gave Maple Exton, my trusty handler, a listen in to all that went on.
I thought she'd at least make you try,
Maple said, her tone taking on a bit of a pout. If I hadn't been in the middle of a rather important seduction, I would have rolled my eyes. Of course it was going well. I was Jensen Lakes. Women, especially women like Delphine, never made me work very hard. So much the pity. Interestingly, Delphine did seem to be alone, for the time being, at least. I was well aware of my surroundings, managing glances around the bar, and I hadn't seen anyone watching us. Her minions were in the hotel. There had to be, but she'd apparently dismissed them for the evening. Maple was right. It was going well. Delphine, I must say, I've noticed that no one is appearing to rescue you. I fear you really are alone. She sighed.
Sad to say, I'm far from home in a city of strangers.
The corner of my mouth lifted. That must be lonely. Her eyes met mine, full of heat and suggestion.
Very.
I can help with that. For tonight, at least. Licking my lips, as if anticipating the taste of her, I traced a finger along her jawline. Shall we go upstairs? A flush hit her cheeks, and she hesitated before answering.
I don't usually do things like this.
I grinned. She was a good liar. Neither do I.
You tease me.
Oh, yes. And I can assure you, I'll tease you more before the night is over. I leaned in so my mouth was close to her ear and lowered my voice. Trust me, you'll love every second of it. Her body trembled and her breath caught.
Are you going to make me regret this?
She whispered. No. You know you want this, Delphine. As if I'd already found the spot to drive her crazy, she took a shuddering breath. With the way I stood close enough to devour her, and she gazed at me with parted lips, we must have looked almost obscene. She nodded. I smiled in triumph.
Your room or mine?
She asked, her voice breathy. Yours.
That was bold,
Maple said in my ear.
She's not actually going to let you in her room, is she?
Of course she was. I had the situation well in hand. Delphine had no idea who I really was. With my hand on the small of Delphine's back, I led her to the elevator. No one followed, and the hall was empty when we emerged onto her floor. Her room was around a corner, and when she unlocked it, I followed her in. As soon as the door shut behind us, I pushed her up against the wall. But I didn't kiss her. Attractive as she was, my desire for her was feigned. And she was just as likely to put a knife in my back as return the kiss. Instead, I caressed her jaw before moving my hand to wrap around her throat. Her eyes flashed with lust. She liked it. The things I'm going to do to you tonight, I said, my voice low, and her mouth lifted in a smile. Do you know what I want?
What?